我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又把我们带回你自己的面前。
Once again, you bring us back to thy presence.
你让我们在这里同心仰望等候你。
You allow for us to wait in one accord to wait upon thee.
你乐意向人说话。
You're willing to speak to men.
你要把你自己的话赏赐给寻求你的人。
And you want to grant your words to those who seek after thee.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
因为你从来没有停止纪念你所买赎的人。
Because you have never ceased remembering those whom you have redeemed.
你把你的心挂在他们的身上。
That your heart is always upon them.
你按照你的定义领着他们走合你心意的路。
That according to thy will, you lead them on the path that is pleasing to thee.
主啊，从前你是这样向着你的百姓。
Lord, this is how you are toward your people in the past.
如今你也是同样的向着你所买赎的。
And likewise, this is how you are toward those whom you have redeemed.
我们就要在你面前献上感谢。
Thus, we have to offer up our thanksgiving.
因为你纪念我们到这样的一个地步。
Because your remembrance upon us is to this
degree. 你随时随刻都愿意我们调转脚步来朝上你。
That each and every moment you desire for us to turn our footsteps to look upon thee.
求你让我们众人时刻保持一个柔软的心在你面前。
May you allow all of us to always have a tender heart before thee.
救我们脱离以色列人的愚昧。
To deliver us from the foolishness of the Israelites.
给我们一个开通的耳朵。
So that we have an open ear.
让我们在你面前时刻人可以面对面的看见你。
So that in thy presence we can always see you face to face.
也听见你。
And to hear thee.
主啊，晚上这段时间我们交托给你。
Lord, this evening's time we entrust to thee.
主啊，你来管理，你来供应。
Lord, you govern and you supply.
我们都等候在这里。
We await for thee here.
主啊，荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, glorify thy own name.
祷告奉主的名。
In the Lord's name we pray.
Amen. 我们继续看耶利米书在第一章。末了的那些话。
We will continue to look into Jeremiah chapter 1, the words at the end.
我们记得耶利米在约西亚王13年的时候，他蒙召。
We recall once again that Jeremiah was called in the 13th year, the reign of the 13th year in the reign of Josiah.
在他蒙召以后，神怎样造就他，我们不知道。
And after he was called, we don't exactly know how God edifies him.
但是我们知道一件事情，当他被召的时候，神清楚地告诉他。
But we do know one thing very clearly, that was when he was called, God clearly told him.
你不要看你自己的所事。
Do not look upon yourself who you are.
也不要看你自己的所有。
Or what you have.
你要看的。是谁呼召你
But look upon the one who is calling you.
神说神要负他的一切的责任。
God said that God will bear all of his responsibility.
神要把他所要做的事情指示他。
That God will command him in all that he will do.
也保护他。
And will protect him.
也拯救他。
And deliver him.
那总的一句话来说。
In general, in summary.
就是让他的眼睛一直是看着神不看神以外的任一切。
It is for his sight to always fix upon God and nothing else.
连自己都不看。
Not even himself.
别人也不看。
Not on others.
单单看神。
But only on God.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个造就是非常不简单。
Brothers and sisters, this edification is not simple at all.
我们承认我们的天然生出来就是看自己的。
We confess by nature we're born to look upon ourselves.
也生出来就是看人的。
By nature when we're born we look at others.
看人看自己都很内行。
It is very familiar to us when we look upon ourselves and others.
要叫我们去看神那就很困难。
But it's very difficult for us to turn our eyes upon God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
他选召耶利米的时候
when he called Jeremiah,
很清楚就跟他说明这一个
very clearly he tells him this.
从那个时候开始
and from that time on,
神就按着使用他的时间来向他说话
God speaks to him according to the time when God needs to use him.
我们读先知书特别是读大先知书有一个很大的困难
When we read the prophetic books, especially the major prophets, we have a difficulty.
就是说话的次序，它并不是按照先后来排列。
That is, the words that are spoken are not chronological.
它是按照那个属灵的光景来排列。
But it is listed according to the spiritual condition.
有点像新约的马太、马可、路加这三卷书的情形。
Just like a similar situation with the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament.
不是按照说话的时间的先后。
But it is not chronological as time is concerned.
乃是按照当时的信息。
But it is according to the message within the book.
那是这样，我们读起来的时候，我们就感觉有点困难。
So when we read it, because it's laid out this way, we find it difficult.
究竟这段话是什么时候说的呢？
In fact, when are these words spoken?
是跟什么事情发生关联的呢？
What has happened that these words are in connection with?
那这就要我们花点心思了。
Then we must spend some time into that.
现在我们马上就碰到这个问题了。
We immediately encountered that problem.
我们读第一章的时候。
When we read chapter 1.
你留意到神像耶利米说了两次话。
You can take note that God spoke to Jeremiah twice.
但是这两次话是在一个时间先后说呢，还是说了一件事情，隔了相当时间以后再说第二件？
When these words came to Jeremiah twice, did it come one after the other, or did the first come, and then with a period of time, the second words came to him? When we just read from the letter of the word, we cannot decide that.
你说他是一个时间，接连说了两次，也可以。
You can explain it as that it was once, but it was spoken twice.
你说神先说了，隔了相当时间再说，那这也可以。
Or you can come to understand that God has spoken to him, and after a certain time has passed, God spoke to him again, and that is also explainable.
但究竟当时神是怎样对耶利米说话呢？
But in fact, how did God speak to Jeremiah at that time?
那我们就感觉有点困扰。
Then we find this a little trouble.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然在表面上好像是有点困扰。
Though on the surface it seems a little difficult.
但是我们细细的读进去的时候，我们能发觉那个真相。
But when we read into it in detail, then we can discover the truth.
那当神呼召耶利米的时候，
Now when God called Jeremiah,
头一次神向他说话，
The first time that God spoke to him,
我们很显然的看到，
Apparently we can see,
神呼召他，
It was God's calling to him,
告诉他神要怎样使用他，
God told him how God will use him.
那然后神就说，
And then God spoke.
耶利米，你看到什么？
Jeremiah, what do you see?
耶利米说，我看见杏树枝。
Jeremiah answered, I see a rod of an almond tree.
神就说，不错，你看得很清楚。
Then said the Lord unto thou hast seen well.
他说，我就是要这样来保持着我的话的准确。
And the Lord said, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
我也特意的保守我的话，一直到我的话完成。
And I will especially hasten my word until my words are performed.
那弟兄姊妹，这是神很清楚地告诉耶利米。
Now brothers and sisters, God told Jeremiah this very clearly.
我差遣你去做的事情虽然是很艰难，
Though the work that I send you to do is very difficult.
但是成就这些事情并不在乎你。
But all that this will be accomplished is not according to you.
是在乎我自己。
It is according to myself.
我要做的，我负责把它做成功。
What I want done, I will be responsible to complete it.
你要负的责任就是跟我配合。
Your responsibility is just to work with me.
我怎么差遣你就怎么跟随。
You will follow just as I send you.
我怎么吩咐你说你就跟着说就对了。
You will speak what I command you to say.
那这是神头一次给耶利米说话的时候所留意到的。
And that is the first thing that we can take note of, the words that God spoke to Jeremiah.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的确是很注意他自己所要做的。
Indeed, God focuses greatly upon what he will do.
也负责他所要做的。
He is also responsible to complete what he will do.
在这一段的谈话的里边呢，
But in this conversation,
你没有看到里头有什么是和当时的历史发生很密切的关系。
We're not able to see any details from this dialogue any detail leading to us what is happening in those days.
因为这一番话呢,说出来,你摆在任何一个时间里面都可以。
Because when these words are placed forth, you can put it amongst any time frame in history.
但是今天晚上我们要开始看他,神第二次对他说话。
But tonight, when we look into the second time that the Lord came to speak to Jeremiah,
我们看到神第二次跟他说话的时候,
then we can see when God spoke to him the second time,
很明显你就看见, 当时那个环境就发生了很大的变动。
Evidently, you can see the situation has greatly changed.
而耶利米在神面前所接受的差遣也很明显地显出更艰难。
And the commission which God sends Jeremiah on is evidently shown to us even more difficult.
我个人的一个感觉,
I personally feel,
我不敢说是 100%准确。
I dare not say it is 100% absolutely true.
不过我个人读这些话的感觉是这样。
But these are my feelings as I read this passage.
神呼召耶利米的时候是在约西亚做王13年。
When God first called Jeremiah is in the 13th year, in the reign of the 13th year of Josiah.
但是第二次向耶利米说话的时候呢,
But the second time when he spoke to Jeremiah,
我个人的感觉是约西亚王已经死了。
My personal feeling is at that time, King Josiah has already died.
都是他的儿子接上去做王的时候神说的话。
And these are the words that God speaks to him when his sons are reigning.
原因就是当时第二次跟 耶利米说话的时候就说出一些非常非常严肃的事情来。The
reason I say that is because the second time when the Lord's words came to Jeremiah, it was very serious.
那我们来看看神怎么对他说话。
Now we can see what God says to him.
那么神第二次的话临到耶利米。
And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time saying,
还是像头一次跟他说话的时候一样,你看见什么?
It is still like the first time when he asked him, what seest thou?
那耶利米就说,我看见一个烧开的锅。
And Jeremiah said, I see a seething pot.
我看见一个锅在那里,大概该是烧开水,烧开了。
And so maybe the pot is holding water, it is boiling water and the water has overrun.
这一个烧开的锅呢,是从在北边倒出来的。
And the seething pot, the face thereof is toward the north.
神就说,
And God says,
你看得不错。
Then the Lord says unto me, you have seen well.
真的是这样。
That is the case.
但是这个烧开的锅从北边倒过来是什么意思呢?
But what does this mean when the seething pot is toward the north?
那当然耶利米是不懂,
and of course Jeremiah does not understand.
他只是看见这样的一个事实,
that is just a fact that he's seen.
但神就告诉他说,
but God tells him, saying,
这一个你看见的光景乃是说出,
now this condition which you see speaks of this.
就快要有灾祸从北方临到,
out of the north an evil shall break forth.
不仅是像我说的那么轻松,
now it's not as easy as I'm saying, I'm putting it.
神是说的很肯定,
God says it very
assuredly. 从北方临到,
definitely there will be an evil that shall come forth from the north.
临到哪里呢?
Where should it come forth to?
临到这一切的居民,
upon all the inhabitants of the land.
我个人的感觉怎么说这一次的话是约西亚王死了以后的
Now, brothers and sisters, why is it the feeling that I have is these events take place after the death of King Josiah?
这也是我上一次跟弟兄姊妹提到,神呼召了他19年以后,神才向他显明神要他说的话。
And this is also the fact that I mentioned to brothers and sisters that after God called him, it was after 19 years that God would reveal to him words again.
当然从这一次说话的以前,神也用他说过一些话。
And of course, even before this, God has used Jeremiah to speak other words. It is also recorded in the book of Jeremiah. But very clearly you can see.
那个时候说的话是很温和的。
Those words that are spoken at that time were very gentle.
是劝勉的。
And they were of encouragement.
是挽回的。
It is for them to repent.
但现在你看到这里说到神第二次向他说这个话的时候。
But here, when you see that the word came to him at the second time,
那个话就很严厉。
These words are very severe.
那我个人的感觉是这样。
This is my personal feeling.
从第三章那里边就说到约西亚亚王还活的时候，神用着耶利米说话。
In chapter 3, when it says that God used Jeremiah to speak in the days of King Josiah,
这一大段的话就是接在第一次你看见什么，他看见杏树枝的那一个时候说的。
Now those words should follow on the first time when God asked him what you've seen, and he saw a rod of an almond tree.
那现在神第二次向耶利米说话的时候，
Now the second time when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah,
乃是在约西亚王死了，
is
整个的犹大在神面前好像倒转过来。
It seems as if it is after the death of King Josiah, and the entire kingdom of Judah has turned against God.
所以才引出那么严厉的说话。
So it leads for this very serious words.
我们看看神让耶利米看见一个烧开的锅从北方而倾倒，究竟是指着什么事情？
Now let us see how the Lord describes to Jeremiah what this matter is, a seething pot with a face toward the north.
为什么会有这样的事情？
Why did this come about?
那我们留意十五节。
We can take note of verse 15.
那里神很清楚地告诉耶利米。
God clearly tells Jeremiah.
他说看啊。
For lo, behold,
我要照北方列国的众族，他们要来隔安座位，在耶路撒冷的城门口周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大一切的城邑。
I will call the families of the kingdoms of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个话的时候，我们就晓得。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see these words, we understand.
约西亚王还活的时候，没有发生这些历史。
When King Josiah was still alive, none of this happened in history.
约西亚王死了以后不久就发生这些事情。
After King Josiah's death, not long after, these things happened.
这是什么事情？
What are these events?
这是指出巴比伦来攻打犹大。
This speaks of the fact that Babylon came to attack Judah.
巴比伦来围困耶路撒冷。
And Babylon came to surround Jerusalem.
巴比伦把犹大掳去。
And Babylon took Judah captive.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, these are very serious matters.
这是牵涉到犹大灭亡的问题。
This has to do with the issue of the demise of the kingdom of Judah.
那所以话是非常的严厉。
And so these words are very severe.
但是问题是在这里。
But this is the issue.
神为什么要叫巴比伦人来对付他的百姓？
Why did God cause the Babylonians to come to deal with his people?
为什么神放弃他的百姓？
Why did God forsake his people?
为什么神不为他的百姓伸出手来干预一下当时的那个情景呢？
Why did God not stretch forth his hand to intervene the condition that was?
那这就引出整个事情的起因。
And so this leads to the fact of the cause and effect of this whole matter.
原因非常的简单。
The reason is very simple.
就是犹大这些人他们离弃了神。
And the reason is that the people of Judah forsook God.
他们转过背来侍奉敬拜神以外的偶像。
They turned their backs to God and worship foreign gods that is outside of God.
就因着这样的一件事情。
And because of that,
神给他们呼召悔改。
God gave them a call of repentance.
他们不听。
They did not listen.
他们不管。
They were not mindful at all.
神一再再三再四给他们机会。
Again and again, repeatedly, God gave them many chances. They did not feel this was anything.
就是这个样子,
and because of that situation, so God severely gave them this reminder.
神说我要从北方召一些人来攻打你们。
I will call the people of the north to come and attack you.
他在耶路撒冷各个城门口,
and they will set everyone his throne at entering of the gates of Jerusalem. Not only was Jerusalem under attack, even against all the cities of Judah.
那你说有那么严重吗?
Then you might question, is it that serious?
只是一个原因就 叫犹大落在这样严厉的那个对付的底下吗?
Just for one reason, that Judah would be under such a severe discipline.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们接触到这个事实的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when we encounter this fact,
我们不能不回头来留意神和他的百姓当中的那一个关系。
We must go back once again and review the relationship God has with his people.
因为到第二章的时候，神也数算。
Because later on in chapter 2, God also recounts that relationship.
从文字上面来看,
from the letter of the word,
上别神烧香,
that they burn incense to other gods,
会拜自己手所造的,
that they worship the works of their own hands,
你是神,
that they forsook God.
好像是很轻松, 没有什么了不起的,
it seems this is very light, nothing too great.
但是如果我们记得神和他的百姓当中有一个约,
but if we remember that God has a covenant with his people,
这一个约是用律法的形式来表达的,
and this covenant is expressed in the form of the law.
那如果我们没有忘记这个事实,
if we have not forgotten that fact,
那我们就晓得,
then we realize,
虽然背弃神,
though forsaking God,
跪拜偶像,
to worship the idols,
好像只是一些很寻常的动作,
only seems very common action,
但实际上,
but the fact is,
是破坏了神和人所立的约,
they have already broken the covenant which God has set with man,
更严重的是拒绝了神的权柄,
even more severely, they have rejected the authority of God.
因为只记得神跟以色列人立约的起头, 那个基础是十条诫命,
brothers and sisters, remember the foundation of God's covenant with the Israelites are the Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命的第一条,
and the first commandment,
开宗明义就说出了一个很严肃的事实,
very clearly speaks of a fact for us,
神是独一的真神,
that he is the true God, one and only true God.
不能在神以外,
that you cannot worship any other,
代替神的地位,
to take the place of God.
一开始就摆出了那么严肃的一件事情,
even from the offset, it tells us of this very clearly.
但现在犹大的百姓就是落到这样的一种光景里,
but now the people of Judah, they are in this condition.
他们离弃神,
they forsook God.
他们不遵守律法,
they did not uphold the requirement of the law.
他们拜偶像,
they worship idols.
并且拜偶像的那个情形是非常非常的猖狂,
and the situation of their worshipping of idols were very great and ridiculous.
我们看下去的时候我会提给弟兄姊妹们留意的那种光景,
and when we read on, I will describe the details of that condition to brothers and sisters to take note of. Because Judah is in this condition,
神说我就发出言语来攻击他们,
and so God says, I will attack them.
那神现在要来对付他的百姓,
and so now God will come to deal with his people.
执行这一个宣告的是耶利米,
and it is Jeremiah who was executing this proclamation.
我们上次提过,
we mentioned last time,
按照天然来说,
by nature,
耶利米是一个很软弱的人,
Jeremiah is someone very weak,
他感情也是很丰富,
but yet he was very rich in emotions,
好像他在神的面前,
it seems like he knows well how to weep before God. And that is such a weak person he is. Yet God wants him to fulfill such a great responsibility.
处理
to proclaim this execution of God
去宣告神的权柄
to announce the authority of God
去宣告神的作为
to proclaim the work of God
那这个事情对耶利米来说是非常非常不容易接受的
Now this matter to Jeremiah is very hard for him to accept
神也很知道
And God also knows this very well
所以神也很清楚地跟他说
And so God also tells him very clearly
现在你要束起腰来
Now you have to gird your loins
那就是说你要准备好
You have to get ready
你要预备整齐
And you have to arise and prepare
心上要预备
You must prepare your heart
行动上要预备
You must prepare your actions
在生活的安排上也要预备
You must prepare in your daily living
因为当你这样来为神说话的时候
Because when you speak in this way for God
你会遭遇到很多事情是你想也没想到的
You will encounter many things that you have not imagined
所以你必须要束起腰来
So you must gird up your loins
用姊妹晓得束腰就是准备妥当
Brothers and sisters, you know girding up your loins means to prepare adequately To do what?
是征战
To fight
当你一站出来为着神说话的时候
So when you stand forth to speak for God
那就是一个明显的征战的开始了
It is a very clear beginning of a battle
所以你必须要在各方面要好好的预备
So in all aspects you must prepare well
你如果没有预备好的话
And if you're not prepared well
在这个征战的里边你没有办法能站立的
Then you cannot stand in this battle
因为这一个征战的结果
Because the result of this battle
是非常非常的不简单的
It's not a simple one at all
神也告诉他
And God also tells him
你要知道你的处境是如何
You must realize what situation you're in
你要晓得你的结果是如何
You must know what your result is
如果你不好好的束腰来预备
If you do not gird up your loins well to prepare,
事情发生的时候你就受不了。
Then when it takes place, you will not be able to bear.
你就自己垮下去。
Then you will fall.
但是你如果预备好了。
But if you prepare well,
事情发生的时候也不是你能承担的。
And when this takes place, it is also not you who is able to bear.
但是你会记得。
But you will remember,
是神差遣你的。
That God has sent you.
是神在那里引领你的。
That God has guided you.
那所以神虽然把你引进一个这样严厉的那个环境里
And so since it is God who have led you into such a dangerous position
神要负你的责任
God will bear your responsibility
所以呢
So therefore
神也说了一些鼓励的话
God also gave him some words of encouragement
他怎么说呢
What did God say
他说我吩咐你的你都要说
You will speak unto them all that I command thee
你不要因为他们而惊慌
Do not be dismayed at their faces.
如果你稍微带着一点惊慌的心思
If you have any hint of dismay,
那你一定在他们面前站不住
Then you will not be able to stand before them.
你必须要明白一件事
You must realize one thing.
我选召你
I've chosen you.
我使用你
I use you.
又使用你的出到一个什么样的结果
And I will use you to this degree
这些话就很严重了
Then these words are very heavy
你留意
Brothers and sisters take note
神又十八节
Verse 18
神又说
God says again For behold
我今日使你成为坚城
I've made thee this day a defense city
铁柱
An iron pillar
铜墙
A brazen wall
与全地
Against the whole land.
和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。
Against the kings of Judah, against the prince thereof, against the priest thereof, and against the people of the land.
那表示你注意这个。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this.
这句话中文、英文翻的都是叫人感觉有点不太容易抓得住了。
These words, whether in Chinese or English translation, when we read it, it's hard for us to grasp.
英文就一直说反对，反对，反对，反对。
And so in the English translation, it's always against, against, against.
但中文就没有说那么许多反对，但是说了一大堆的人的时候，就说你成了他们的反对。
In the Chinese, it's not so many against, but after it listed all these people, and then it says you're against them.
那是什么人来反对我呢
？Who are these people that are against me?
你算一算
，Brothers and sisters, count it.
第一就说是全地。
It says the whole land.
Wow.
Wow.
本地的人反对我也受不了。
Now, even if it's just the local people against me, I cannot take it.
全地的人都做我的反对，那还得了？
Now, if the people of the whole land is against me, how can that be?
但是这里并没有说是人。
But here it did not say it is man.
底下才说人。
Later on it goes into man.
这里是说全地。
But here it just says the whole land.
那意思就是说。
So that means,
耶利米你留意。
Jeremiah, take note.
你无论到什么地方。
No matter where you go.
你都是要给人反对。
You'll be opposed.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我用着你去反对那些。
Because I use you against them。
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter。
所以很具体就说到了。
So practically, then it says。
犹大的君王。
You're against the kings of Judah, against the prince, against the priest,
地上的众民。
And against all the people of the land, that's the people, the man。
这是人呢。
And so these people。
是他反对你呢。
Are they against you？
还是你反对他们
？Or are you against them？
那在英文来看，就好像人家反对你。
In the English translation, it seems like the others against me.
在中文来看，就好像你去反对人。
In the Chinese translation, it seems like you're against them.
两个意思都是反映那个事实。
But both of these meanings express the fact.
因为你向那些背逆神的人宣告神的审判。
Because if you proclaim the judgment of God against those who rebel against God.
那真的是人。耳朵听了你反对他。
Then in the ears of those who hear, you, they would think you're against them.
但当你站在了宣告神的话的时候。
And when you proclaim the word of God there.
那些人听见了他们用一个不理不睬的态度。
When they use an attitude that is not mindful at all.
还算好一点。
That may be a little better.
但是总没有那么简单。
But it will never be so simple.
在不理不睬的后面。
Even amongst their attitude, if they're not mindful at all.
那些人就要来对付你。
Those people will come to deal against you.
结果你就成了众人的反对。
Then, as a result, you'll be the opposition of many.
你看耶利米他要面对的是这样的一种光景。
So brothers and sisters, you can see this is the condition that Jeremiah is against.
我们看看神不是只是这样单单跟他说说。
Now we take note, God not only merely tells him this.
我们看下去的时候。
But when we read on.
你看一直到耶利米给逼着到埃及去。
You discover even at the end when he was forced to go into Egypt with them.
一直到圣经说耶利米的话到此为止。
Even to the end when it says that is the end of the word of Jeremiah.
那么长的时间。
In that long period of time.
耶利米一直就是承受着这一个。
Jeremiah bears the condition that God states here.
虽然神预先就给耶利米说出这样的事。
Though God already foretold Jeremiah of such things.
如果神的话停在这里的话。
If the word of God only ends here.
那耶利米真的是受不了。
Truly then Jeremiah cannot take it.
事情没有发生的时候就受不了。
Even before this took place, he would not be able to bear it.
等到事情发生的时候就更受不了。
And when they truly come about, then he truly cannot bear it.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神跟他说话的时候。
When God spoke to him.
神没有只是叫他。看见前面要发生什么事。
God did not only show him what will happen ahead of him.
神也同时给他一个非常非常明确的保证。
But also at the same time, God gives him a very sure guarantee.
那个保证是什么呢？
And what is that confidence?
他们要攻击你。
They will fight against
you. 保证他们攻击你。
I guarantee they will fight against you.
但是你不必害怕。
But do not fear.
他们不能胜过你。
They shall not prevail against you.
你虽然是软弱的人。
Though you are a weak person.
你虽然是会常常流泪。
Though you will always weep.
你虽然只是很会哭。
Though you only know how to weep.
但是他们却不能胜过你。
Yet they cannot prevail against you.
他们没有办法，拿你没有办法。
They have no way against you.
为什么呢？
Why?
神说。
God says,
我跟你同在。
I am with thee.
我要救你。
To deliver thee.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那当耶利米把这些话记下来的时候
，When Jeremiah recorded these words，
他很清楚这说
，He clearly says here，
这些话是耶和华说的
，These are the word of the Lord。
那这些话是谁说的
？It is God who spoke these words。
这些话是那个自由拥有的神说的。
These words are spoken by the great I am。
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
这是耶利米第二次听见神的呼召。
This is the second time that Jeremiah heard the calling of God.
在我的个人的感觉的里头。
In my personal feeling.
头一次跟他给他的呼召和第二次的呼召当中有十几年。
The first calling, the first calling and the second calling between it are the about 20 years.
究竟在这十几年的里边, 耶利米是怎么来接受神的召救呢?
And so within this year, these years, how did Jeremiah receive the edification of God? The Holy Spirit did not give us a recording. But the Holy Spirit gives us this result. For someone who is very, very weak,
带到一个地步非常非常的刚强, 势立在神的面前, 而发表神自己的心意,
to be led to a point where he is very, very strong and firm to stand before God to express the heart of God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
在耶利米的日子,
in the days of Jeremiah,
整个神的百姓,
all the people of God had their backs toward God. Yet God did not forsake his people. God rose up Jeremiah. The purpose it is to atone for the people. And such a God. Not only does these work in the days of Jeremiah, but even throughout the generation, he continues to do such work. Brothers and sisters, we take note of spiritual history. It includes the history of the Israelites and the history of the church. There is not one time that there is a time for those who belong to God have completely have their face toward God. We can almost put it this way. Most of the time and most of the people that are under God's name, has their backs toward God. The history of Israel and the history of the church shows us such condition even until today. You say, if man's condition before God is dragging in this way, why does God not just forsake them? We thank God. We can see the work of God in the Old Testament. He has never forsaken those whom he has redeemed to be under his name. That is not because God is just letting them do whatever they want. But it is because of God's own faithfulness that he cannot forsake his people. And it only allows for him to atone for his people. When they are unatonable, he can only deliver them to the Gentiles. But even such a deliverance is only temporal.
交出去的目的也是为着挽回的,
and also the deliverance, the purpose of such a deliverance is also to atone them.
在给交出去的时候接受一点的管教, 接受一点的鞭打,
so when they deliver forth, they will receive discipline and scourging.
或者说的严重一点, 接受一点的管教,
now to be more serious, then they're receiving discipline.
那个目的乃是要叫他们,
also for the purpose for them to return. We thank God. The heart of God to those whom he has purchased are so clear. It is like this in the past. It is the same today. In the days of Jeremiah, we see
现在看到耶利米当时的那种属灵的光景,
even today, we can see the condition that exists in the days of Jeremiah.
并没有因着时间已经过去那么许多了, 神的工作又往前, 推进了那么多了, 那就变成不再存在了。
Not just because the time has passed so long ago and the error of God's work has been pushed so much forward that these conditions in those days does not exist today.
没有.
No.
从前怎么存在?
How they exist in the past.
现今还是一样的存在.
Likewise, they exist today.
正因为如此,
and because of this,
我们看见神在 每一个世代的里头，他的不住的在那里呼召人。
We can see that throughout all generations, God continues to call to others.
让人在极其困难的环境的里边，仍然甘心乐意的去站立在神的那一边。That
amongst the difficult situations, that those who hear would be willing to stand on the side of God.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是耶利米的神,
He is the God of Jeremiah.
也是我们的神,
He is also our God.
他是耶利米时代的神,
He is the God of Jeremiah's generation.
也是现在的这个世代的神,
He is also the God of this generation.
他永远是他指明的神,
Forever, He is the God of His people.
那在第一章的里头, 我们看到耶利米和神的
So in chapter 1, we can see the development of the spiritual relationship God has with Jeremiah.
那好了,
now,
那我们现在进入第二章,
we'll continue into chapter 2.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹提了,
Last time I mentioned with brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Jeremiah, we wouldn't go into fine detail.
因为从历史上面来说, 那是
Because on the one hand, with the history itself, it does not have direct relationship with us.
另一方面,里边也有很多重复的话语。
On the other hand, there are very repetitive words as well.
我们都把它归纳起来,一起看。
And we'll just summarize them together to look as a one.
我们所特别注意的是耶利米的信息。
But what we take note of emphasizes the message of Jeremiah.
不是当时的历史的过程。
It is not the development of the history at that time.
我们留意到在那个信息的里边总是带出一些很严肃的属灵的原则。
But we can take note in the messages of Jeremiah, it brings forth very serious spiritual principles.
从第二章开始,
Starting from chapter 2,
弟兄姊妹,你一看到神的差遣,
Brothers and sisters, you can see, starting from chapter 2, God leads, sends Jeremiah to speak directly to the people of Jerusalem and Judah.
那说这些话呢?
And for speaking these words,
很有意思,
they are very meaningful.
什么意思?
What meaning?
我刚才跟弟兄姊妹稍微提了,
I mentioned somewhat with you before.
那从第二章开始,
starting from chapter 2,
这已经是约西亚王死了以后的日子了。
These are the days after the death of King Josiah.
弟兄姊妹, 记得我们上次看那个历史背景的时候,
Brothers and sisters, you remember when we look into the historical background we mentioned,
约西亚王一死,
Once King Josiah died,
整个犹大就翻转过来,
the entire Judah turned around right away. Even overnight, they become those who worship idols. And that's the general situation.
但他们的政治的那个历史上面呢,
and in their political history,
他的儿子,
his son,
约哈斯接位,
that Jehoahaz reigned after him.
他跟埃及就发生冲突,
and then he had conflict with Egypt.
结果他就给法老王掳去了,
then he was taken captive by Pharaoh.
法老就另外立了他一个兄弟叫做约雅敬来代替了,
and then Pharaoh instated his brother Jehoiakim to be the king.
那么约雅敬做王的时候,
and when Jehoiakim was king,
也是这样的，很不尊重神。
He also did not honor God.
这个时候巴比伦已经兴起了。
At that time, Babylon has already risen.
他跟巴比伦当中也是非常的没有好的关系。
And Jehoiakim did not have a good relationship with Babylon.
那所以结果呢，他就给巴比伦
As a result, he was taken captive by the king of Babylon. And that is the first captivity of Judah.
那,
And after Jehoiakim was captured,
巴比伦, 那他的儿子约雅金就接上来做王,
then his son Jehoiachin reigned instead.
那过了不久,
and not long after, Jehoiakim was also captured by the king of Babylon. He rebelled and he was also captured. And so then the king of Babylon anointed his uncle Zedekiah to be king.
那结果过了一阵时间,
and also after certain days, Zedekiah also rebelled against Babylon.
这一次的背叛就叫整个犹大给掳了，算是灭亡国了。
And so because of this rebellion, the entire kingdom of Judah came to an end because the whole, all the people were in exile.
这是耶利米做先知的时候的那种政治上的那个情形。
And that is the political condition during the days of Jeremiah.
在宗教上, 在政治上,
in religion and politics,
犹大都是一塌糊涂。
Judah was a mess.
那所以当这个时候,
and so during that time,
神就让耶利米很严肃地对
God told Jeremiah to tell the people very solemnly, face to face. And so in chapter 2, it says, Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
他说,
Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying,
不是向耶路撒冷的人来喊叫,
But it is not to the people of Jerusalem.
你要向着他们的耳朵来喊叫,
but go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem.
程度上的要求就很不一样了,
and so this request is in degree deeper.
我这样跟周说话, 那我是向着他说话,
and so if I'm speaking to John in this way, I'm just speaking to him as a person.
但假如说我有一些事情很紧张,
but if I have something that I'm very anxious about, yet he is very, very stubborn about it.
我跟他这样说了,
when I just speak to him in this way, he is not mindful at all.
我就会加长那个情形,我就向着他的耳朵来给他,
then I have to put more strength and emphasis on it, then I have to cry into his ear.
那意思说,
that means you must listen. You must listen.
弟兄姊妹留意到神当时对犹大的百姓是到了这样的一个紧张的地步。
Brothers and sisters, take note, this was the anxiousness God had toward the people of Judah at that time.
虽然这里特别提的是提耶路撒冷,
and so even though it especially mentions Jerusalem,
但耶路撒冷是犹大的京城,
but Jerusalem is the capital of Judah.
君王在哪里?
The king is there.
祭司长和祭司的集团在哪里?
The high priest and the priests were there.
神的殿在哪里?
The temple of God was there.
神的律法存在哪里?
The law of God was there.
虽然提是提到耶路撒冷,
so it only mentions Jerusalem,
但是实际上面是对着整个的犹大,
but in fact it is for all of Judah.
但是神在那里说话的时候,
but as God is speaking there,
神不是, 话是说得很严厉,
the words are very severe,
但是神先让他的百姓,
but first, God allows for His people to take note, that God remembers them, that God counts them.
从前他们怎么向着神,
God remembers how they were to Him before. God remembers.
并且,
and
如果我们细细地去看,
if we look in detail,
你说什么时候, 犹大就说以色列人, 曾经有那么好的感情上着神呢?
Then you might question, when was it Judah or the Israelites had such a good relationship, emotion toward God?
好像你们要看到有多少?
It seems as we do not recall many times.
神这样述说啊, 还不是从亚伯拉罕的时候, 数算起。
But even at this time when God recounts, it is not from the days of Abraham.
他是说以色列,
it says the beginning of Israel. And so we say the beginning of Israel,
那起码, 最低线, 最快, 最快, 也是从, 出埃及开始,
and so, even at the earliest stage, if it's for the Israelites, it is an
Exodus.
When we start from them leaving Egypt, you can see throughout Israel's history, starting from Exodus, until now, the days of Jeremiah, when such heavy words came, we can just count the times when they had a good heart, a good relationship with God.
在什么时候有过这样的事情?
When was it that they had such times?
有过类似的事情?
That they had times similar to those.
实在是不多啊。
Indeed, there are not many.
整个以色列出迦南到, 出埃及进迦南以后建国的历史的里面, 都是
even throughout the history, when they left Egypt, enter into Canaan, and build their kingdom, it is many times that they incur the wrath of God. In fact, if we wanted to count the times that they were able to be remembered by God, those times were not many. But what is very wonderful, when God starts to speak to them, it seems like God is putting them, saying very good things about them. To speak of the fact that they have so many things that God remembers them for. It speaks of the fact it seems like their relationship with God is so good. But when we look at the true history, that's not the case.
你说,
then you might question, why did God say this then,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters?
如果我们真的能体会到神的那一份心,
if we're truly able to come to understand and realize the heart that God has toward man, indeed, we have no words to say. Even at times when Israel only had a bit of heart, only had a bit of love for God, that God remembers them eternally. And God, when God remembers them, God speaks of such and such about them.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们不领会神的性情的话,
if you do not understand the nature of God,
我们就不太懂得神用一个什么的心思来向着人,
then we truly don't know what kind of heart that God has toward man.
尤其是我们读到何西阿书的时候,
especially when we read Hosea.
何西阿书的那时候是说到以色列的,
now in the book of Hosea, it speaks of Israel, and that is the northern kingdom of Israel.
北方的以色列是对神的悖逆，是悖逆的不得了的。
Now the northern kingdom of Israel, they are so much in rebellion toward God.
神的话在那里指着说你们增加祭坛就增加犯罪。
And when God's word came to them that when you increase in your altars, you are increasing in your offenses.
你们的祭司的数目增加，你们的罪孽在神面前也跟着增加。
And God also speaks to them that the increase of the number of your priests, your sins have increased.
这些话我们觉得怎么可以呢?
And we feel, how can these words be possible?
祭司多一点，那不是上神献祭的事情就更多了吗?
Isn't the fact that there are more priests, that means there is more sacrifice to God?
祭坛增加的时候，那不是人向神的寻求又提高了吗?
And when the altars increase, does that not mean God seeks after, man seeks after God even more?
事实不是这样。
But those are not the facts.
祭司增加，不是神的祭司增加。
The priests increase, but they are not the priests of God.
失败偶像的祭司增加,
but there are priests who worship idols that are increased.
祭坛增加当然就是糟糕的事情。
And of course, then when the altars increase, that is bad.
如果我们读旧约的律法,
brothers and sisters, when we read the Old Testament and the law, we clearly know God only gave Israel one altar.
如果祭坛有增加,
if there's an increase in altar,
那个祭坛定规不是神的祭坛,
then for sure that is not the altar of God.
弟兄们你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
这是历史历代以来, 人在神面前的那种悖逆的光景,
throughout the generations, that is conditions of rebellion toward God.
就是在神以外, 为自己增加许多,
That is that we increase many things outside of God that we deem to be God. Throughout the history of Israel, that is the case. But if we know the history of Israel, then when we see how God remembers the people of Judah in this way, we might question, why would God say such words? You can see the words that God says. If you say the words of emotion, I remember the kindness of thy youth,
婚姻的爱情,
the love of thine espousals.
你怎样在旷野, 在未耕中之地跟随我, 我都记得,
I remember all the time when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not yet sown.
我们要问的是,
what we must ask then,
以色列人在什么时候向神有过这样的表现?
When was it that Israelites presented themselves in this way toward God?
好像我们看不到,
it seems like we haven't seen this condition.
我们看到的, 以色列人就是许多的悖逆,
we see only many rebellions of the Israelites.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
神不是看一个很长的时间以色列人很好很好很好。
God does not look at a very long period of time for the Israelites to do very well.
他看以色列人当中, 曾经有过一瞬间那么短速的时间, 他们的心是归上神的。
But even at a moment or at an instant when their hearts are torn toward God, that even at that instant, God sees that heart is being able to be remembered. If we really want to recount the history of Israel, when was it that the Israelites would be remembered by God? When they left Egypt, we cannot see any instances when they can be remembered.
一直到看到建造会幕的时候那几个月的时间,
only during the few months when they were building the tabernacle.
以色列人那个心思神看上了,
God sees the heart of the Israelites and it is for him.
神记住了,
God remembers them.
那么这一段时间过了,
and after that time passed,
你再往前去看,
you continue forward.
在民数记里头你看到了什么?
What do we see in the book of Numbers?
没有,
nothing.
在约书亚记你看到多少?
What do we see how many times in Joshua?
没有,
no.
那四世纪里边呢?
And in the book of Judges?
更没有,
even more so, no.
看到,
and when we see 1 and 2 Samuel,
列王,
and the king,
历代志,
and the chronicles,
以斯拉,
and when we look at Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther,
你都看不到,
we cannot find any.
没有多少, 在神面前, 实在是可以给神数算, 实在是把神的心都,
we cannot see where many times that they can be remembered by God, or that they have captured the heart of God. It only seems as if we counted, it's only those few months when they built the tabernacle. But of course, bits and pieces, there were some. But if we were to be very strict, even the few months when they built the tabernacle in the long history of Israel, that is still bits and pieces. But we thank the Lord that when man's heart is given to him once for all, even for once that they turn to him, God remembers, God counts.
神都在那里说的那么细的,
and God will describe it in such fine detail.
说的那么感觉上是那样的,
the words that I describe are so tender and fine.
你幼年的恩爱啊,
the tenderness of thy youth,
婚姻的爱情啊,
the love of thine espousals.
你怎样在旷野还为了耕种的地跟随我,
how when you went after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown, I remember.
那个时候以色列人归耶和华为圣,作为土产初熟的果子。
Israel was holiness unto the Lord and the first fruits of his increase.
哦, 神在地上得到一批,
Now God is able to gain a group of people on earth. God calls them the first fruits of His increase, so that they can be for God's enjoyment. But in fact, that time is so short.
那结果呢?
Then the result,
神说,
God says,
凡吞吃,
all that devour him shall offend.
灾祸就临到他们,
evil shall come upon them.
为什么?
Why?
神要保护他的子民,
because God will protect His people. God will pursue those who trample upon His people.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
这是神的性情,
that is the nature of God.
他一次把人,
once he has gained man,
他就整个心都放上去了,
all his heart is for them.
他只允许他们好,
he only allows good for them,
不允许他们受欺负,
and not for them to be taken advantage
他们不好,
of. And when they're bad,
神就管教,
God disciplines.
他们实在是不行,
when they're really bad,
神就挽回,
God atones for them.
神是用着这样的心思来对着,
and God has such a heart toward His people.
所以当这个,这一段话,
and so these are the words that God has for His rebellious people.
但是一开始说的时候,
but when He first begins, it is not words of rebuke.
是说,
they are words that I remember thee. Recall the past.
你们也知道那个时候是如何的,
you also then realize how you live under God's grace in those days. That God has been your provision. That God is your protection. That God is your enjoyment. And God is also your joy. Even more so, God is your fulfillment.
这是从正面,
and this is from the positive side. It speaks of the relationship God has with His people. And in fact, that is the way that God treats His people. But starting from verse 4,
神就把话一转,
God turns the word,
就指出当时神的百姓实在的光景,
speaks of the actual situation, the condition of the people at that time.
雅各家,
the house of Jacob,
以色列家,
the house of Israel.
这就不是单单指着犹大了,
now this is not only at Jacob then.
这个时候, 以色列已经灭亡了,
not at Judah, because at that time Israel
300, 灭亡了100多年了,
has already come to an end for over 100 years.
但神还是把他们放在一起来说,
but also God still puts them together to speak of them.
说什么呢?
What did He say?
神就给他们问题,
God gives them a question.
他说, 你们的祖宗,
your fathers, what iniquity have they found in me?
为什么远离我?
Why have they gone far from me?
去寻找, 寻求那些虚无的神,
and have walked after vanity,
叫你们自己也成了虚妄的,
and are become vain.
怎么说呢?
What does this mean?
弟兄姊妹留意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
第六节,
verse 6.
他们也不说,
they did not say.
说什么呢?
What didn't they say?
就说, 从埃及地领他们上来的神,
where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt?
第六节的末了,
at the end of verse 6.
这个神在哪里呢?
Where is this God?
耶和华在哪里呢?
Where is the Lord God?
他们不问这个话了,
they do not ask these words.
他们忘记了,
they have forgotten.
他们更好像不认识耶和华的,
they do not know the Lord God.
然后,
and then verse 7.
第七节就说,
verse 7.
神把他们领进迦南,
the Lord brought them into a Canaan.
享用神应许里面的,
so that they can enjoy the fullness and the goodness of the promise.
他们就在那里来,
and so they just receive that from the hand of God.
但神说,
but God says,
我们一进去就把我给你们的地沾污了,
but when ye entered, ye defiled my land.
啊, 叫我,
and made my heritage an abomination. And that speaks of the entire condition of Israel. And then,
又说了, 第八节,
he says, verse 8,
第八节,
verse 8,
说,祭司都不说, 耶和华在哪里?
The priest said not, where is the Lord?
传讲律法的,
and they that handle the law knew me not.
官长是应该替我执掌权柄的,
the pastors, they should execute the authority for me, yet they turn guests against me.
不再说神的话,
and the prophets do not prophesy for the word of God, but prophesy by
Baal.
Brothers and sisters, you can see the spiritual condition is upside down.
如果我们把前头神说的话和现在神指出他们的光景做一个比较,
now if we compare the words that God has for them at the beginning and the condition now,
你就看到神的心是何等的难受,
then you can see how hard it is for the heart of God to take.
神一直用着无尽的心情爱情恩情,
God continues to use His endless supply of love and grace and for them, toward them. Yet they have forgotten about God. They have all turned their backs toward God.
那因此,
therefore,
神就说,
God says,
我就跟你们相争了,
I will plead with you.
不让你们随便的这样过去,
I will not just allow for you to go like this. I will continue to plead with you.
相争干什么?
For what?
要把他们挽回,
it is in order to atone them.
要把他们挽回,
it is only to restore them.
神不甘心他们这样的一直下去,
God is not willing for them to continue in this way.
神说, 你们去看看,
God says, look and see.
哪里有一个民族有一个国家,
have a nation changed their gods which are not yet gods? Those are false gods. That even those false gods, the nations have not considered to change. Yet you have experienced the true God, the living God. Why then would you change for this true and living God for those that are empty, that does not profit?
弟兄说你留意神说了这几句话实在是神的心情非常沉重,
brothers and sisters, you can see that God says these words, but His heart is very heavy.
以色列人不说, 领我们出埃及的神在哪里?
The Israelites did not say, where is the Lord that brought us up out of Egypt?
祭司也不说, 耶和华在哪里?
The priest said not, where is the Lord?
用律法去教导人的,
those who handle the law do not uphold the law.
做先知的却不说,
the prophets do not prophesy the word of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when God sees such a condition,
何等何等的难受,
how hard it is for His heart to take.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
到了这一个时候,
even at this time,
神还没有很严厉地责备他们,
God still has not severely rebuked them, but only merely pointed out the things they did wrong. God speaks of a very serious matter. And so it seems like God only concluded these things for the Israelites.
那是什么?
What is that?
那是什么呢?
What is that?
那是13节,
that's verse 13.
我的百姓做了两件恶事,
for my people have committed two evils.
因着上面所指出的那种光景, 神就下一个结论,
because of the condition that was previous to this, God gives this conclusion, they committed two evils. First,
就是离弃我这个活水的泉源,
they have forsaken me, who is the fountain of living waters. That's the first thing.
离弃了,
They have forsaken me, who is the fountain of living water. It is this living water, the fountain, that continues to supply for them, to nourish them.
的事情稍微有一点熟悉,
brothers and sisters, if we're somewhat familiar with the words in Deuteronomy,
我们总能记得,
we will remember.
以色列人进迦南,
when Israel entered into Canaan,
迦南这个地, 从地理环境来说,
geographically speaking, this land of Canaan
不算, 不能算是好, 好地方,
cannot be considered a good land.
但是呢,
but,
这个地方可以成为非常非常好的地方。
This land can become a very, very good land.
怎么是一个不是, 从地理环境来说不是好的地方, 又能成为一个很好很好的地方?
How can it be that geographically this is not a good land, yet they can become a very, very good land?
那我们可以这样说,
we can say this.
不太好的地方,
this not very good piece of land,
加神的恩典,
adding on the grace of God, or adding on the mercy of God, would equal a very good land. Brothers and sisters, we who have gone to Israel know,
多读一两次那个生命记上面的话, 你也能领会,
even if you have not gone to Israel yet, if you read a few more times the words in Deuteronomy, you'll understand.
这个地能成为
that this land can become the land that's flowing with milk and honey.
一个条件,
there's one condition.
那就是雨量及时的供应,
that is, they will have the measure of rain in time.
那在生命记里面就说的春雨秋雨,
and so in Deuteronomy it says the early and latter rains, spring and fall rains,
或者是早雨晚雨,
or the spring and the fall rains.
如他们及时的供应,
they will have provision in time of need, then this land will become a land flowing with milk and honey.
来临啊,
now if the rains do not come in time, then this land will become rocks.
那弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and sisters, you realize where the key is.
所以当神 领他们进去的时候,
so when God let them in,
还在约旦河东的时候,
even when they were east of the river Jordan,
神就用了摩西再一次跟他们说,
God uses Moses to speak to them one last time.
你们如果谨守遵行我的吩咐,
now if you obey my commands, my laws and my statutes,
天要怎么给你们,
then how the heavens will give to you, how the earth will bring forth for you,
你们就是丰丰富富,
then you will be full and abundant.
翻过来,
on the contrary,
如果你们不听从神自己的话,
if you do not obey the word of God,
天也不给你下雨,
the heaven would not open up the rain for you,
地也不为你效力,
and the earth would not work for you,
人就微微惨惨,
then you will suffer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you see where that key is.
完完全全是在乎神与他们同在,
the key is completely according to the fact that God is with them.
什么时候神与他们同在,
whenever God is with them,
他们就是享用牛奶与蜜,
that is when they enjoy the land flowing with milk and honey.
但现在神指出他们的一个难处,
but now God points forth this problem with them.
离弃这个活水的泉源,
they have forsaken the fountain of living waters.
就是说,
that is to say,
把做他们的供应的神来拒绝了,
the God who is their provision, they have rejected.
这件是恶事,
this is an evil thing.
神看为很受不了的事,
God cannot take this.
因为他看见他的子民不能承受祝福, 这是他心里面最过不去的一件事,
because when he sees his people not be able to receive his blessing, it is hard for him to take.
那第二件恶事是什么?
And what is the second evil thing?
为自己做出, 池子是破裂不能存水的,
that is, they have hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
那这是第二件恶事,
that is the second evil thing.
如果我们从文字上面来看, 你说, 我这个是一件事情的两样吗?
Now,
既然不要那个活水, 就自己, 做一个池子嘛,
and so you say this is only two sides of the coin. Since they don't want the living water, they just make for themselves cisterns. From the letter of the word, it does look like two sides of the same thing. But when we look into the reality, it's two different things. What is the second thing? That is, they trust in themselves. They trust in themselves. On this side, they reject God. On this side, they only trust in themselves. Of course, you can say this is two sides of the same thing. But in fact, it is two independent things. But maybe we might say, if one person does not want God, of course he only wants himself. But sometimes, some people don't want God and they don't want themselves either. Sometimes, some people, they want God, they want themselves as well. Many brothers and sisters are reading the story of Jacob. You can see that condition. He does not want God, but he wants himself. At a certain time, he wants God, he also wants to keep himself. And so in our spiritual condition, there are many different things that can come up. But a very standard for a typical condition of those who are Adamic, it is this situation mentioned here. They don't want God. On the other hand, they want to trust in themselves. They always want to keep themselves. But they want to trust in themselves to keep themselves. But God says, that they use themselves to heal out cisterns. They thought that by healing out these cisterns, they can hold water, they can keep water, so that they can be a storage for the water, so that I will not thirst. But God says, unfortunately, these cisterns are broken, they cannot hold water. That is to say, it is useless. Brothers and sisters, we must take note. When God concludes these two things, is it only reserved for the Israelites? No.
But
at that time, this condition came forth because they were qualified to be receive the blessing of God, yet they did not want it. In the days of the Israelites, yes, only Israel can enjoy God. All the other Gentile nations have no direct relationship with God. But God is not only the God of Israel. In the days of the Old Testament, God especially chose out Israel to be the first object of His work. So Israel had this opportunity to enjoy God in this way. But in the heart of God, God is willing to be the fountain of blessing for everyone. So this is not only especially kept for the Israelites, but everyone has this chance. But brothers and sisters, you can see even until today, man continues to trust in themselves, thinking they are trustworthy. They do not feel that by trusting in God, we can be at rest.
So, 从经济活动一直到家庭生活。
So you can see throughout the generations, from doctrines, from teaching, even from economy to the family living.
弟兄姊妹，你到那个书店里面去看看。
You can go into the bookstores to see.
哪一类的书是最畅销的？
What kind of books sell the most?
叫人怎么发财的书是最畅销的？
It is the books how to make it rich that sell the best.
其次呢？
And then,
就好像叫人怎么生活的那个书，那些书也是蛮畅销的。
Are the books how to teach us how to live? They are very good sellers as well.
为什么这类的是那么畅销呢？
Why do they sell so much?
因为它好像给人有一个错觉。
Because it gives us this misunderstanding.
你跟着我走，你就有好处。
If you follow this way, then you'll benefit.
你跟着我走，你就懂得怎么有一个好的家庭生活。
If you follow me in this way, then you'll have good family living.
那弟兄姊妹们。
God, brothers and sisters.
你留意社会上的情形，你就发觉，如果这些东西真的能发生效用的话，我看法院早就应该关门了。
I think if you look at the situation in society, you realize if those books, those things were effectual, then the courts would have closed long ago.
都不管用。
They are useless.
但是人觉得
But man feels
管用管用
they're useful.
可以
It's possible, those are good.
弟兄姊妹还不是跑到这样的一个光景
Brothers and sisters, isn't that this situation here?
离弃那活水的泉源
They have forsaken the fountain of living waters.
为自己做出一个破裂不能存水的池子
And have hewed out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
还沾沾自喜
And yet, we're still delighting in them.
前几天啊,
Just a few days ago,
我在报纸上看到一段新闻,
I saw this article in the newspaper.
我没有把它剪下来, 但是,
I didn't cut it out.
我就记得不太准确是哪一个学校。
I don't remember correctly which school exactly.
好像是哈佛, 还算是哈佛大学还是哪一个反正是这个常春藤学校里边的一个
But I think it's one of the schools in the Ivy League I think it's Harvard
他们发表一个报告说
So they have this report saying
复制人这个东西啊永远不能成功的
That this person of this cloning will never succeed
那他就举出了一些例子
And so they gave forth some examples why
但是你现在去跟人说复制人不能成功
But now, if you debate with others that cloning is not successful,
要是一般人说这个话,
if in general people say these words, others will say, you don't understand.
但现在是那一个就是做这个试验的, 一些有地位有权威的那些科学家说这个话。
But now, it is the scientists who have authority, who do these things, say these words.
但是人会不会就服下来呢
？Would man just submit to what they say then？
还是不服
？Still they won't。
你做不到。
You can't do it。
过些时候我就做给你。
But later on, I will show you that I can do it。
弟兄姊妹们，你看到地上的人一直在那里捉那个破裂不能存水的池子。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the situation as man continues to heal out those broken cisterns that can hold no water。
当时以色列人都难处。
So this was the difficulty with the Israelites at that time.
是我们的难处。
In fact, this is also our difficulty.
我们看到神用着耶利米当时去挽回他的百姓的时候。
We can see as God uses Jeremiah to restore his people.
我们实在要求主给我们更多的怜悯。
We must ask the Lord for more mercy.
所以我们就看到。
So we can see.
神跟你借着耶利米说。
When God continues to speak through Jeremiah.
说到一个什么，说到什么一个地步呢
？What degree did he speak to?
说到弟兄姊妹跳到二十八节去看。
Brothers and sisters, so we'll jump to verse 28.
神说犹大，你神的数目与你城的数目相等。
For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah.
弟兄姊妹可怜吧。
Brothers and sisters, is that pitiful?
犹大有多少个城，犹大就有多少个神。
According to the numbers of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah.
人一直在那里为自己制造神。
Man continues to create gods for themselves.
却离弃那一个活水的泉源。
Yet they are forsaken that fountain of living waters.
还有。
And
神说了一个很伤痛的话。
God speaks words that are very painful.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, you see. Verse
32. 处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？心腹岂能忘记她的美衣呢？我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你摸摸神心里面那个感觉。
If we can just touch on the emotions of God,
你就了解得到。
Then we can see
神是如何的记挂着他名下的人。
How God is always mindful of those under His name.
但是他名下的人却不纪念神。
Yet the people under His name does not remember Him.
耶利米当日跟犹大说了那么严肃的话。
In those days, Jeremiah spoke such serious words to Judah.
但是这些话一直存留到现在，还是神借着他说过的话，对我们今天还在说。
But these words remain until today. God has kept them to continue to speak to us today.
巴不得我们也能听见。
May we also be able to hear the word of God.
我们读耶利米书不是读过去的历史。
When we read the book of Jeremiah, we're not reading past history.
我们是从过去的历史读出今天神把从前说过的话今天向我们在说的那个事实。
But from the past history, we can read out the spoken word of God to be spoken to us once again.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.